the woman seen as the front-runner in the race for the Democratic Party presidential nomination is New York Senator Hillary Clinton. She recently made her first trip as a candidate to the early contest state of Iowa.
I know there are people who either say or wonder, would we ever elect a woman president? And you know, I don't think we'll know till we try. And I'm going to try, and with your help, I think we can do it.
Senator Clinton has been pressed to defend her vote in favor of the war in Iraq back in 2002, a war the vast majority of Democrats now see as a mistake. John Harris is editor-in-chief of the Politico, a new website devoted to U.S. politics. He spoke on CBS television.
She's getting a lot of publicity from Iraq, not all of it favorable. She's made clear that she's opposed President Bush's proposed buildup, but a lot of the activists in her own party would like her to be more assertive, more aggressive in an anti-war stance.
The Iowa caucuses will initiate the 2008 presidential selection process about a year from now. Contenders from both major parties will be spending a lot of time in Iowa in the months ahead and in the other early contest states like New Hampshire, which will host the first presidential primary. At the moment, the Democratic race seems to be shaping up as a battle between Senator Clinton and Barack Obama of Illinois, the only African-American in the Senate. Obama is expected to formally announce his candidacy on February 10th. As part of his campaign, Obama recently proposed an expansion of health care benefits to cover all Americans within 6 years.
America can no longer afford inaction. That is not who we are as a country. That's not who we are as a people. That's never been the story of our nation's improbable march towards progress.
Obama is in his first term in the Senate, and some experts question whether he has enough experience to be president. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
The experience issue cuts both ways. On the one hand, people may consider Barack Obama too inexperienced to have the awesome power of the presidency. On the other hand, in running for the office, it actually helps to have little experience because there's so little to attack.
Several other Democrats are hoping to disrupt the conventional wisdom of the moment that says the race is between Clinton and Obama. Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards leads the Democratic field in several public opinion polls in Iowa, and veteran Democratic senators like Joe Biden of Delaware and Chris Dodd of Connecticut are hoping to break through to the public as well. In addition, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is mounting a bid for the nomination, along with former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich. One Democrat who will not join the race is Senator John Kerry, the party's 2004 presidential nominee who narrowly lost the election to President Bush. Kerry said recently he will seek re-election to the Senate instead. Despite the wealth of experienced Democratic candidates, experts like Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution say it will be difficult for the others to overcome the media attention being given to Senators Clinton and Obama.
His entering, it becomes a two-person race. It becomes Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That's the way the story will be framed, and an awful lot of pretty good people. It's a pretty deep bench as far as other candidates, United States senators and governors, really won't have much oxygen. They'll be there in case one or the other, Hillary or Barack, slip on a banana peel.
The Republican field is starting to look equally crowded. In addition to former Governor Huckabee, others who have taken steps to run in 2008 include Arizona Senator John McCain, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, and former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. In addition, Kansas Senator Sam Brownback and Congressman Duncan Hunter of California and Tom Tancredo of Colorado have also said they are in the hunt for the Republican presidential nomination. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.